The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
For decades, the power of women's hormone shifts has been unrecognized and underestimated. Most women have a lack of education when it comes to the endocrine system and how and why our hormones affect our minds, moods, and behaviors. Welcome to Holy Hormones, Honey, with your host, Leslie Carol Botha, sponsored by True Hope, the leaders in brain health. When women thrive, everyone thrives. That is True Hope. Now, here is your host, Leslie Botha.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Holy Hormones, Honey, the greatest story never told. I'm Leslie Carol Botha, your host. Did you know that one of the side effects of Prozac may cause hypoglycemia, and that hypoglycemia can lead to addictive behaviors? This is what my guest, Anne Blake Tracy, PhD, discovered when she started researching this SSRI 23 years ago. Anne is the author of Prozac, Panacea or Pandora, Our Serotonin Nightmare, and that is the topic of our show today. Dr. Tracy has been researching, writing, and lecturing about serotonergic medication since 1990 and testifying in court cases involving antidepressants and the newer atypical antipsychotics in both the U.S. and Canada since 1992. Tracy demonstrates that impairing serotonin metabolism results in a multitude of symptoms, including suicide, violent crime, mania, and psychosis. Suicidal ideation is without question, according to Tracy, associated with these drugs. Dr. Tracy states, research on serotonin has been clear from the very beginning that the most damaging thing that could be done to the serotonin system would be to impair one's ability to metabolize serotonin. Yet that is exactly how SSRI antidepressants exert their efforts or their effects. She says, for decades, research has shown that impairing serotonin metabolism will produce migraines, hot flashes, pains around the heart, difficulty breathing, a worsening of bronchial complaints, tension and anxiety, which appear out of nowhere, depression, suicide, especially very violent suicide, hostility, violent crime, arson, substance abuse, psychosis, mania, organic brain disease, autism, anorexia, reckless driving, Alzheimer's, impulsive behavior with no concern for punishment, and argumentative behavior. Whew, what a list. Dr. Tracy also says that since SSRIs have been entered the market, we now have a new vocabulary: road rage, suicide by cop, murder suicide, going postal, false memory syndrome, school shooting, and bipolar disorder, a condition that affects 1 in 3 people, not to mention skyrocketing rates of antidepressant-induced diabetes and hypoglycemia. Dr. Anne Blake Tracy holds a PhD in health sciences with an emphasis on psychology and serves as the executive director of the International Coalition of Drug Awareness. That's drugawareness.org. She has specialized for 20 years in adverse reactions to SSRI medications such as Prozac, Seraphim, Zoloft, Paxil, Luvox, Celexa, Lexapro, Efixor, Cerazone, Remeron, Anafrenil, Fenfen, oh my gosh, Redux, and Meridia, as well as the new atypical antipsychotics as Zyprexa, Geodon, Seroquel, and Abilify. She's also focused on painkillers. She has been on many, many radio and television shows. She is an ardent activist, and she also has testified at every FDA hearing on antidepressant use. But first, a piece of hormone news, then we'll get into our topic and our discussion. this is an article that came out in earlier in 2013, April, as a matter of fact. It appeared in a publication, online publication, called BioEdge, Bioethic News from Around the World. It was one of the top 10 stories of 2013, and women, listen up. In vitro eugenics is coming, predicts Australian bioethicist. Taking a peek into the future, an Australian bioethicist says it will be possible to use stem cell technology to breed better humans in a petri dish. Robert Sparrow of Monash University writes in the Journal of Medical Ethics that it is not too early to launch a debate about what he calls in vitro eugenics. His starting point is research into the creation of sperm and eggs from stem cells. Mice have already been produced with artificial gametes, and the production of humans may not be too far away. Up to now, reports of this research have highlighted its potential for creating gametes for infertile men and women, or for allowing homosexual males to produce eggs or homosexual women to produce sperm. The production of embryos using sperm and eggs generated with stem cells rather than through sex would also be useful in studying genetic diseases and for drug testing. Sparrow calculates that 2 to 3 generations of human beings could be produced in a single year rather than the 60 or so years that the pace of natural reproduction requires. What is going on in our society? Endocrine disruption is rampant. We're taking drugs. We're taking synthetic hormones. Every product that we use in our household to clean and to put makeup on contains estrogen mimickers, BPA, plastic, estrogen mimickers. If we keep going down this road, then yes, in vitro eugenics is going to be the only option left. Now, let's go back to the show. What you are going to hear is going to shock and amaze you. For those of us who have been in this conversation for a long time, I can tell you it shocked and amazed us when we first started having the conversation. It is so important that you listen to this. How many women are on Prozac? How many men and women are on antidepressants, period? Anne Blake Tracy is joining us right now to talk about, to lift the veil for us, to get us to look through the other side, to see that the script has been written backwards and that we have a dangerous situation on our hands. Anne, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Leslie, for having me on.
So here we are. It's 2014. You've been testifying in front of the FDA since, what, 2004 on the dangers of antidepressants? And how did you get into all of this?
I've been testifying before the FDA since 1991.
Okay, we'll take it back then. And they're listening, right?
Pardon me?
And are they listening?
And they had them sign waivers that their ties to the pharmaceutical companies would not interfere, their financial ties would not interfere with their decision. What do you think?
Corporate runs America.
Right.
That's what we know. That is exactly what we know. How did you get involved in the conversation, Anne, about the dangers of SSRIs?
First thing I saw, I had two friends that both of them completely out of character, especially since they were of the LDS faith, what a lot of people call Mormon. You know, it's against the religion to drink. Mm-hmm. Neither of these people were drinkers, and yet almost overnight they became alcoholic. And both of them continued to ask me to please look into Prozac. That's the only thing that either of them had in common was a prescription for Prozac. And so finally I heard the fear in their voice, and I thought I'd better check it out. I went by a pharmacy, picked up a package insert, and there it was, plain and clear to me. It said that there were reports of hypoglycemia and diabetes. Well, when your blood sugar drops, you're going to crave alcohol. You're going to crave sugar. and crave all kinds of things that aren't good for you. Just trying desperately to hurry and bring that blood sugar level back up, because blood sugar is so critical to brain function. So I immediately, in my mind, hypoglycemia is the worst disease anybody can ever have. I grew up with a mom that had it, and I saw firsthand that you can't function. Brain function is just totally off. And so how do you make decisions to know how to get well? At least when I had cancer, I could think well enough to know what to do for myself. So I was really concerned about that, checked the stats for the state of Utah, found that even though they had a high rate of diabetes, it absolutely skyrocketed as soon as the stats came in about a year after Prozac was released. And I thought, oh, good grief. All we need are more alcoholics and more diabetics. So that was my first concern. And then as I started looking, I saw so much more that I thought, oh, my gosh, somebody's going to do something about this, or we're really going to be in trouble. And now here we are in trouble, big time.
And here we are. And let's talk about some of the symptoms that you have found that are associated with SSRIs, and then we'll talk about how SSRIs function in the body.
Well, the symptoms basically are what Dr. Felix Suhlman found clear back in the mid-50s in Israel as he was studying serotonin. He found that there were people that could not break down serotonin on their own, so it would begin to build up in their system. And he found exactly what you read in that list. He called it the serotonin irritation syndrome, that they suffered from migraines, hot flashes, irritability, sleeplessness, pains around the heart, difficulty breathing, a worsening of bronchial complaints, tension and anxiety that would appear from out of nowhere, horrifying nightmares. In fact, with anxiety, there's been follow-up studies in around 2000 in Australia where they found that serotonin levels are 8 times higher in those suffering from anxiety, and yet these drugs are prescribed for that. And the researcher who did that said, oh, my gosh, why are we giving them drugs to increase the serotonin even more when it's already that elevated? But it also can cause people to sleep very poorly, just always on the edge of consciousness, so that they're not really well-rested. And it would cause pregnant women to abort. So everything that he saw is what we are seeing magnified all across the country right now and around the world at this point. And then they went on to find more research. In 96, there was research that came out on mutant mice. They were involved in an experiment that went terribly wrong, where genetically they lack the MAO enzyme. These were the most violent creatures the researchers had ever seen, as they would shred one another within minutes of being in a cage together.
What is the MAO enzyme?
The MAO enzyme is the enzyme that breaks down or metabolizes serotonin. So they determined that what it was causing this incredible violence was the elevated serotonin, and they found other studies that had been done on people that were very, very violent, and they too lacked the MAO enzyme. Well, the way antidepressants work is by inhibiting that enzyme so that you have serotonin levels start to build up, because their hypothesis was that serotonin was low in depression and anxiety and all these other things, when in fact it's actually elevated
You know, Anne, we've come to believe that serotonin is a feel-good hormone or neurotransmitter.
That's right.
And we eat chocolate, especially women who are premenstrual. They take in chocolate, thinking it's going to make them feel better. How did we get so skewed?
Well, I think that can be explained by an interview that was done with the world's leading expert on medical research. This was done in November of 2010 by the Atlantic Monthly. It was in an article called Lies, Damn Lies, and Medical Science. And in that, the world's leading expert on medical research said that at that point, he would estimate that 90% of research is flawed or just plain bogus due to influence by the industry. I mean, it's financially advantageous for you to believe hypotheses. So if they can create the research to make you to believe that, it makes them a lot of money.
It does make them a lot of money. I think that the operative word there is hypothesis. You have used it a couple of times. And of course, again, those of us who have been in this conversation for a long time know that most of these products are fast-tracked through the FDA, limited short-term studies,
right,
and that medical consumers become the guinea pigs.
Yeah, these were approved on only 6 and 8 week studies.
6 and 8 week studies, and then women go into their doctor's office with depression, with anxiety, and the first response they get generally is, it's all in your head. Here, take this.
And actually, with one of these, when they were testing it, you know, they have to test their drugs on healthy volunteers to prove that the drugs are not toxic. Not toxic enough to kill anybody during their during their research. So
during their clinical trials,
who showed no signs of depression, anxiety, any mental problem whatsoever, took their antidepressants for a short period of time, and then 4 days off of it into the withdrawal, she hung herself in their laboratory. So that kind of gave them a bag of worms they didn't want to deal with, but they got it through the FDA anyway. That was Cymbalta, Lilly's new Prozac.
So much more to discuss. We're going to take a short break. We'll be back. Anne Blake Tracy is our guest today. You're listening to Holy Hormones, Honey, the greatest story never told.
A fresh look at today's health. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Are you taking medications for depression, anxiety, or hyperactivity? Are you one of the millions of people who have experienced negative side effects from your medication? Do you notice that you just don't feel like yourself? For decades, the nutrient therapy leaders at True Hope have helped tens of thousands of children and adults replace their medications with Empower Plus, an all-natural multivitamin and mineral complex clinically proven to fix the issues rather than cover them up. If you or someone you know is ready for a natural solution that works, go to www.truehope.com to learn more. 20 medical journal publications show that the Empower Plus formulation can replace harsh medications. Thousands of people taking all-natural Empower Plus are medication-free without a return of symptoms. Go to www.truehope.com or call 888-878-3467 to try a bottle of Empower Plus today. Type in offer code RADIO for 25% off your first order. Again, that's www.truehope.com or 888-878-3467.
Understanding your mind, mood, and hormone cycle is dedicated to all the women who have ever experienced a hormone fluctuation, to the generations of women who have died because they had forgotten the source of their being.
the richly illustrated groundbreaking book, co-authored by Leslie Carroll Botha and H. Sandra Chevalier Batik, is the product of a 9-year project, which represents the author's shared passion and unified purpose to provide women with the education they need to reclaim their bodies and their souls. Find the book today. Click the link on the radio show page.
Step into a healthier you. Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are tuned in to Holy Hormones, Honey, with Leslie Carroll Botha. To call into our program today, please dial 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to leslie@holyhormones.com. Now, back to the show.
And welcome back to Holy Hormones, Honey, the greatest story never told. My guest is Dr. Ann Blake Tracy. She holds a PhD in health sciences with the emphasis on psychology and serves as the executive director of the International Coalition of Drug Awareness. That's drugawareness.org. I invite you all to go there. Educate yourselves about the dangers of SSRIs. Before we even get into this next segment, and we do have a lot to cover, I want to lay the foundation. We need to understand the history, especially women, on how we got to this point. My colleague, Jane Usher, she's a member of the Society for Menstrual Cycle Research. I had the opportunity to meet her this summer in New York. She is the professor of women's health psychology at the Center for Health and Research at the University of Western Sydney in Australia. She is the author of The Madness of Women, Myth and Experience, published by Routledge in 2011. And she had an article posted in The Conversation May of 2013. She states, the newly released edition of the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual for Mental Disorders, DSM-5, may be heralded as the Bible of psychiatry, but it is not an objective scientific document outlining the truth about madness, as its proponents claim. Rather, it's a manual that has been used to propagate the misdiagnosis and maltreatment of vulnerable women. Women are significantly more likely than men to be diagnosed with a range of psychiatric illnesses. This includes depression, anxiety, eating disorders, borderline personality disorder, somatoform disorder, sleep disorders, and dissociative identity or depersonalization disorder. Those who experience mood change once a month can be diagnosed with premenstrual dysphoric disorder, which is classified as a mental illness. She goes on to state women are also significantly more likely than men to be prescribed psychotropic medication known as selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, SSRIs, such as Prozac. They're also given electroconvulsive therapy, ECT, or hospitalized from psychiatric illness. But this doesn't mean that women are more mad than men. They are simply more likely to be labeled as such when they express discontent or distress with everyday life, or when they fail to live up to their unrealistic ideals of the perfect wife and mother. These ideals change over time. In the 19th century, women were committed to mental asylums for using foul language, having sex outside of marriage, or wanting to leave their husbands. Today, we don't lock up women for unfeminine behavior or marital discontent. Instead, we put them in a chemical straitjacket and prescribe psychotropic medication. This phenomenon is illustrated in a 2004 study that examined advertisements for SSRI antidepressants from 1985 to 2000. It showed a clear shift in recent years towards positioning women's normal reactions to difficulties associated with marriage, motherhood, menstruation, or menopause as psychiatric illnesses that warrant SSRI medication. Right. What do you think about that, Anne?
That's why they put Prozac out as Seraphim. So it went from a green and white pill to a pink and white pill, and that was prescribed for PMS.
Seraphim, even with fem, F-E-M at the end of the word, feminine. It's clever marketing.
Oh, yeah, they're great at marketing. I mean, this is the same company that took LSD that was initially put out to cause psychosis so that scientists could find out what produces psychosis naturally in people. They took that drug, and when they patented it to put it on the market, there was a huge article that came out just a month or two before they got their patent talking about how this new drug was going to cure mental illness and cure alcoholism and aid in psychoanalysis. So they're really good at marketing.
And they're really good at marketing and, taking their profits and going to the bank, and the people suffer. Right. Women suffer.
And I didn't mean to shock everybody, but most people do not know that it was Eli Lilly that was ready to put LSD on the market and had patented it. PCP was out right after that, put out by Park Davis Pharmaceutical, and it was on the market for 7 years before judges and law enforcement said, we've had enough of this drug. So we need to know that we've made some really serious mistakes in medication in the past.
Anne, you had a list to share with us, and then we're going to get into talking about some of these school shootings and mass killings that we're seeing in our country. They almost happen weekly anymore.
Yeah. Oh, gosh, they happen far more than weekly, I think.
Yeah, those are the ones that make the media, exactly. So
yeah,
what is this list that you want to share with our listeners?
Right, I've got a list of some of the things that people report. What's interesting is these are the same things that you would expect to see with stress. And what you need to know is stress is measured by cortisol levels. Yet, we have studies showing that one single 30-milligram dose of Prozac will double your cortisol level. Therefore, it's doubling your stress level with each and every pill. These are some of the things that you could expect. General irritability, depression, accelerated pulse rate or pounding heart, hyperexcitation, hyperkinesia, meaning you can't sit still, hair loss, dryness of the throat and mouth, loss of appetite, impulsive behavior. Now, the loss of appetite, you also have cravings for junk foods, so it can swing either way. Impulsive behavior, emotional instability, overwhelming urge to cry or run away, indicating the fight or flight hormone is kicking in from the sugar drop. Inability to concentrate, flight of thoughts and general disorientation, general fatigue, loss of joy in life, general panic, afraid for no reason at all, trembling or nervous tics, easily startled or jumpy, nervous, high-pitched laughter, stuttering or speech difficulties, grinding of the teeth. And I just found a dentist in Indiana that insisted a patient take one of these for her grinding of the teeth. Can you imagine? She could have ended up with TMJ, which is also a common report. Insomnia, sweating, and that sweating is very we always look for that if somebody's suffering serotonin syndrome, where the serotonin level gets too high. When it gets way too high, you die of multiple organ failure. That's what serotonin syndrome is. Frequent need to urinate, indigestion. Of course, they have got Cymbalta, the new Prozac, approved for urinary incontinence. Isn't that frequent need to urinate?
Oh, boy.
Amazing. Nausea, diarrhea, constipation, migraine headaches, which we already listed as elevated serotonin, neck or back pain, excessive eating, increased smoking, alcohol addiction, drug addiction, increased use of mind-altering drugs, and I saw all this, that craving for alcohol I mentioned before, turning to other drugs, nightmares, oh, the nightmares, the violent, violent nightmares that they have, neurotic behavior and psychosis, and also prone to accidents. So all of those are just, they go hand in hand.
And these are reactions that have been posted on your site or provided to you through the consultations that you have done.
And nonstop from patients that they continue to report. Those are the most common report. And those are also the most common things expected for stress. They're just identical. You can put them side by side, and it's just amazing. But like I said, if you're doubling cortisol levels with each dose of these drugs, and you've got stress that's measured by elevated cortisol, you should expect that. They're increasing stress chemically in the body. This is all so simple. It is simple math. It is not rocket science whatsoever. There is so much information to show. I mean, there's 21 pages just of references to medical literature in the back of my book. There is, it's all on serotonin, what we know about serotonin, what we know about the sleep disorders caused by serotonin, where you actually get up and act out nightmares. That particular disorder, we know that 86% of those being diagnosed with that, where you act out a nightmare, are taking an antidepressant. It used to be rare.
Is that what we're seeing in these violent incidents around the country?
Yes.
Is it possible, let me ask you this, is it possible, I mean, some people do well on these drugs. Some people do well, or they don't attribute some of these side effects to the drug itself, but they're still maintaining.
Yeah, they don't.
Is it possible that since we are all biochemical, that the people who have the most violent episodes have hit a tipping point in their life?
No, well, 7 to 10% of the population lack the liver function they need to metabolize the drugs, so they're going to hit toxic levels very quickly.
Ah.
But the problem is the drugs themselves impair that liver enzyme that's necessary to metabolize them. So over time, the drug itself is going to cause the same toxicity.
And you have testified in many court cases. You have represented some high-profile people who have been on SSRIs and have committed crimes. Do you want to explain some of that? And let's go into the school shootings.
Well, I was the expert in comedian Phil Hartman's murder-suicide. And there's been many, many, many other cases like that. Hers was very clearly that REM sleep behavior disorder that I mentioned, where you act out nightmares. And she was on two drugs that affect serotonin levels. She was on Zoloft and Tramadol, or Ultram, which is marketed as a painkiller, but is actually an SSRI. And that's why people need to understand what they're taking. You have got to become an expert on these drugs, because when you start producing interactions like that, whoa. I also worked with Dr. Cyril Wicht briefly on Anna Nicole Smith's young son Daniel's death. Brilliant man, but even he didn't know that much about serotonin syndrome, which is actually what killed Daniel. Here he was only 20, visiting his mom in a hospital room, and he drops dead. He's 20 years old. He was on four of these.
Four different SSRIs.
Four different, yes. Four different drugs that affect serotonin, all marketed for different things. I think there were two or three antidepressants, one as a painkiller. That's just it. It is scary.
It is very scary. We need to realize that we are biochemical in nature, that most of what we are experiencing in terms of anxiety and depression is due to nutrient depletion, especially women going through pregnancy after pregnancy, as in Tony Steffen's wife,
right,
who had severe bipolar disorder. It got worse after each of her 9 pregnancies. She went on Prozac for 2 weeks and then committed suicide.
Right.
That is what led Anthony Steffen on his path to develop the True Hope and Power Plus supplement. And you were a real estate investor. For a while, you wanted to become a doctor. They kind of botched you up in the hospital, and you went into alternative medicine and natural medicine.
Right. Yeah, I had cancer, and they did really screw up the surgery, and I thought, I don't want to do that to people. And then I found, it was terminal, so I had no choice. It was either buy a coffin or find another way. And I found that alternative worked incredibly well to get rid of the cancer. And that definitely sold me on alternative.
And we've got 2 minutes left before the end of this episode. Andrea Yates, that case stands out in all of our minds. A Houstonite.
Right.
High up in Houston society. Well-educated. I think she even went to nursing school. She ended up murdering her 5 children.
Yeah, Andrea was a nurse. And the doctor had her on 2 antidepressants. She was on Effexor at 1.5 times the maximum dose, and on Remeron as well. The day before, or 2 days before, I have to check my notes, but it was only 1 or 2 days before that, and I think it was just the day before, he changed the Effexor. He took her down from the 450 milligrams to 300, which is the maximum dose. And on the Remeron, he took her from the 45 up to the 60, which is the maximum dose. So she had drastic changes in her medication just the day before. The FDA says any abrupt change in dose of an antidepressant can produce suicide, hostility, or psychosis. Obviously, that's what happened. Andrea, this was early in the morning. It's pretty clear that, according to Rusty, when I talked to him, he said she definitely acted out her very worst nightmare. Those kids were her whole life.
Andrea sits in jail to this day, jail for the rest of her life. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Holy Hormones, Honey, the greatest story never told.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Understanding your mind, mood, and hormone cycle is dedicated to all the women who have ever experienced a hormone fluctuation, to the generations of women who have died because they had forgotten the source of their being. The richly illustrated groundbreaking book, co-authored by Leslie Carroll Botha and H. Sandra Chevalier Batik, is the product of a 9-year project which represents the author's shared passion and unified purpose to provide women with the education they need to reclaim their bodies and their souls. Find the book today. Click the link on the radio show page.
Are you taking medications for depression, anxiety, or hyperactivity? Are you one of the millions of people who have experienced negative side effects from your medication? Do you notice that you just don't feel like yourself?
For decades, the nutrient therapy leaders at True Hope have helped tens of thousands of children and adults replace their medications with Empower Plus, an all-natural multivitamin and mineral complex clinically proven to fix the issues rather than cover them up. If you or someone you know is ready for a natural solution that works, go to www.truehope.com to learn more. 20 medical journal publications show that the Empower Plus formulation can replace harsh medications. Thousands of people taking all-natural Empower Plus are medication-free without a return of symptoms. Go to www.truehope.com or call 888-878-3467 to try a bottle of Empower Plus today. Type in offer code RADIO for 25% off your first order. Again, that's www.truehope.com or 888-878-3467.
A healthy dialogue for your lifestyle. Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are tuned in to Holy Hormones, Honey, with Leslie Carol Botha. To call into our program today, please dial 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to leslie@holyhormones.com. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back, everyone. We have a lot to cover. Ann Blake Tracy, PhD, is my guest. Her website is drugawareness.org. I invite you all to spend a lot of time on that site. I'm going to start off with this segment with one of my now favorite quotes. I've mentioned it before. Eve Ensler in The Body of the World states, "Hysteria is a term to make women feel insane for knowing what they know." Now, here's my quote. This ain't our reality. If this was our reality, we wouldn't be feeling insane. But the reality that has been created is where the insanity lies. To be treated as second-rate, second-class citizens, to be treated as women and madness, to be treated as it's all in your head, take two Valium and go home, honey, syndrome, is not cutting it any longer. We need to reclaim our health. And let's go right back into, you've also have great concerns about Mark Taylor. He is one of the survivors from the Columbine school shootings in Littleton, Colorado. Speak to us about that issue.
Mark was the first one shot at Columbine. He took 7 to 13 bullets. There was so much damage to his body, they couldn't tell just how many entry and exit wounds there were. So they estimated the 7 to 13. Barely missed his heart, just by millimeters. He's a walking miracle. In fact, they called him the Columbine Wonder Boy. But Mark was the only one that had the courage to follow through with the lawsuit against the drug makers for causing Columbine. Several of the other families had joined him. I think there were about six other families that were ready to go to court until the drug company threatened to go after them and take absolutely everything they had if they didn't win in court. And they said, "We've already lost our children. We can't afford to lose everything." So they backed off, but Mark stayed on. I kind of wonder if Mark's not paying for it now. But,
because
Mark did a lot of lecturing with me. He traveled the country, went back to the FDA, he testified to them. He told them that these drugs are actually an accessory to murder, or an accomplice in a murder. And Mark became hooked on Mountain Dew right about the time. He was drinking it pretty heavy just before Virginia Tech. But right around that time, we noticed he was really drinking it a lot. A lot. And he began to become paranoid with it. And there are studies out showing that kids drinking Mountain Dew can become psychotic. That's how far it can go, and that it will not stop until they stop drinking it. Well, they picked Mark up because he was acting paranoid, and they threw him in a psych ward, and that was it. He's still there. Once you have a record like that, it doesn't matter. His mom had taken him by a hospital. This was later on. They let him out, and then later on, she ran him by a hospital in Arizona because she thought he was starting to have some seizures, which he did have trouble with after being shot that many times. Occasionally, he would go into a seizure. And so they saw the record that he had of being in a psych ward, immediately said, oh, it's all in your head, and rushed him into another psych ward, and his mom has not been able to get him out since. So
he is now on the very drugs that he was speaking out against.
Exactly.
And with the Columbine shooters. You know, Anne, you mentioned in another radio interview that you did recently with Mills Crenshaw, that Russia is watching us. Russia is watching what is going on in America with a high antidepressant use. In fact, you just posted an article from the BBC on your blog, drugawareness.org, that Croatia has busted hundreds of,
right.
Of pharmaceutical employees, is that right, for medical fraud?
And mostly doctors.
And doctors.
Yeah. So, yeah, they have.
And I bring this up because what is happening in this country is being watched worldwide. We are in the business of drugging the American citizens. One in four people are on antidepressants. Children, one in four children now have diabetes. We have made a mess of things here. Now, birth control. And that's how we're going to end up this segment. Yeah, and I said birth control, women, listen up. Because Anne believes, just as I believe, Holly Griggs-Ball believes, who's been a guest on this show, that birth control is insidious. It is a dangerous steroid that is affecting women's mental, emotional health. And then they're put on SSRIs. Anne, do you want to address that?
Well, they are one of the most widely used mind-altering drugs on the planet, and I don't think women realize that. That's not really disclosed to them when they hand them the pill. I had a young girl from Russia that I helped. Her fiancé was a brain chemist major at the University of Utah. He was from Israel. And they came to me wanting help after she had started on birth control pills and really had some serious problems with them very quickly, was put on Prozac, which made her go psychotic. So they put her in a psychiatric institute and took her off of the Prozac and put her on Paxil. So she really went crazy, and then they basically just dumped her back out on the street. And her fiancé told me, he said, I had to handcuff her to me in order to prevent her from committing suicide. So, and he said, the only way I can describe, they're both atheists, the only way I can describe what was happening to her is she was possessed. He said, my gosh, she was even speaking in a man's voice to me. He said, even handcuffing her to me frightened me because I knew she still had teeth. So, but she would try to commit suicide the second she was out of his sight. And that went on for, oh, probably a couple of months. But they made it true. She sued both the Paxil maker and the Prozac maker. So they're doing very well now. They've gone to Israel and away from American doctors. We are their biggest market for these drugs, for any drug. Pharma loves us.
Oh, pharma loves women. Yes, no doubt.
Oh, whether it is anybody that'll take your drugs.
And pharma will love anyone who takes your drugs, right? It's all in your head. Yeah, well, it turns out, as Ann and I were talking about, it is all in your head because it is a biochemical imbalance that begins in the brain, hormone disruption that begins in the brain, neurotransmitter disruption that begins in the brain and that filters through the hormones with their chemical messages, gets into every other cell of the body.
Well, hold on a second. Let me... Okay. Open your mind just a little bit more.
Okay.
Do you know what they used to call neurotransmitters before they came up with that name for them?
No.
Neurohormones.
Yes. Okay, that I did know. Neurohormones. Okay. Thank you for the reminder.
Most people do not know that. They don't know that the neurotransmitters that they hear so much about are literally hormones. The brain is a gland. It produces hormones, just like all the other glands. You need to understand that these are hormones. The transmitters in the brain are hormones. So it's all connected.
Of course it's all connected. Of course it's all connected. So tell us what happens to serotonin levels during a woman's menstrual cycle, Anne.
They're elevated.
At ovulation, correct?
Yes.
And what does that do to women?
Well, I just read the list.
Yeah, well, read the list, the litany, right?
Yeah.
Right.
We know that elevated serotonin is involved in psychosis, mania, autism, suicide, violent crime, argumentative behavior, the list just goes on and on and on.
The first question that comes to my mind, how is any relationship supposed to survive with such chemical diatribes going on in our body, such chemical madness going on in our body? They don't.
As many suicides and murders and mass murders as we have, they don't even begin to add up to the number of divorces we've had as a result of these drugs. I had one couple come to me early on. They were in counseling. They were really concerned. They were in a group with 9 other couples. The person heading the group recommended Prozac, was what it was at that time that was only one out. And they were the only ones that refused it. All the others took it. They were the only ones that stayed together. All the others divorced. I call them the divorce pills.
The divorce pills. And there you have it, folks. And that's going to be it for another show on Holy Hormones, Honey, the greatest story never told. Remember, nutrate before you medicate. Bonnie Kaplan, PhD, said it the best way. Nutrition should be the first primary treatment. Sure. Medication, the supplement. Nutrate. That is what the sponsor of the show, True Hope Empower Plus, offers you. And they're offering 25% off on your first order. They will help titrate you off your medications with their professionals. They're trained professionals. Get your lives back. We're not finished with this topic. Coming up next week, January 9th, I'll be interviewing Dr. David Healy. He is the author of Pharmageddon. He's an internationally respected psychiatrist, psychopharmacologist, scientist, and author. That's coming back up next week on Holy Hormones, Honey, the greatest story never told. And we'll have to have you back. Thank you for your time. I will be back again, as I mentioned, next week. Until then, share this message of hope and awareness with everyone. It is what Anne and I want more than anything else.
And whatever you do, do not abruptly stop your medication.
Your life is at risk. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Take care and blessings.
Thanks for tuning in to Holy Hormones, Honey. Please join host Leslie Carol Botha again next Thursday at 12 noon Eastern Time, 9 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Have a great and healthy week.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.